It's time now for your NorCal Christian Connection. Here's your host, Cole Nevin.
Hello, thanks for joining us. Today we have a special Ministry Spotlight Edition. With many years of research, my guest for today has published some incredibly intriguing books and DVDs. I'm very happy to welcome to the show L.A. Marzulli.
Hey, great to be here, and thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, to start, for people that aren't familiar with your ministry, could you just give us a brief overview?
Sure. Thumbnail sketch. I'm the author of 9 books, working on number 10, specifically zeroed in on the Nephilim, the Genesis 6 passage, and of course, we get a prequel to that in Genesis 3. I'm also the host of the Watchers series. We've got 8 of those installments, and you can check out all my stuff on www.lamarzulli.net.
Fantastic. And, you know, I love how you have kind of a scientific approach to things. You got photos and images, and you're working with these medical doctors and things. It's really fascinating. And what are some of the most exciting things that you've been researching and studying lately?
Well, I think a couple of things. First of all, let's go to the so-called giants in the Americas. You know, we hear about all this stuff, but no one's really produced a photograph of any value. I mean, there are some stuff out there, but it's very, very sketchy. Some of the newspaper articles that you'll read from 150 years ago or whatever will show some blurry photograph of something. There's no real, you know, perspective there in the photograph. Well, when I was out on the Catalina Museum, I discovered, much to my amazement, 3 photographs, one of which we had analyzed. And basically, to cut to the chase, it's a 9-footer, slightly under 9 feet. It's a skeleton that was unearthed in 1921, circa 1921, by Ralph Glidden, who at the time was employed by the High Museum, later gobbled up by the Smithsonian. And Glidden is standing in a recently excavated grave. It's a very shallow grave. And in front of him is a very large skeleton in situ. In other words, it's not a disarticulated bone pile. And we were able to, based on Glidden's height of 5'8", which was very well documented by those who knew him in life, we were able to extrapolate that skeleton at just under 9 feet. Now, if Glidden is taller than 5'8", the skeleton even becomes larger.
Man, that is wild. That is wild. Well, folks, again, you can get more information at lamarzulli.net. LA, if you had a moment with somebody that was a sincere individual, non-believer, but open to truth, where would you start the conversation and what would you focus on if you just had a minute?
I think one of the most major points, basically, is what Jesus tells us, Yeshua tells us, the signs to look for before his second coming, before his return. The wars and rumors of wars, famines, pestilence, earthquakes in diverse places, and troublesome times. If we can track these signs, and I believe that we can, then we're supposed to watch. We're admonished in all of the Gospels to watch for these signs, to look for these signs. Later on in 2 Thessalonians, which is, you know, a letter penned by Paul almost 2,000 years ago, we read that there's going to be an event. It's called the Great Falling Away, the apostasy. But the bottom line is this, that something is coming which would cause a great falling away. And I realize this passage is controversial. People will read that and say it really doesn't mean an apostasy. But that's where we get our word apostasy from that Greek. And that points to an event which is so over the top, so beyond anything we've ever seen, that would cause millions of people all over the globe to change their paradigm. And that's what I would warn people of what is coming.
That's right. He says over and over to watch and be ready and be vigilant. And so I think we need to take that seriously and be prepared for whatever may come. We don't know exactly, but LA, I think that you've got an important, timely message to get out here. And folks, I'd encourage you to take a look at lamarzulli.net and take advantage of some of the resources that he has available on the website. LA, I really appreciate your time. Thanks for being with me on the show.
You got it, Cole.
Alrighty. Well, folks, thanks for listening. And to hear more interviews like this one, and also to find out about our free Bible study conference call with guests like LA and Brad Scott and others, check out truthrestoration.com. That's truthrestoration.com. Have a great day. We'll see you next time.